All right, so let's see if we can understand the idea of Hachana de Rabba a little bit better. It's a strange, it's a difficult formulation of an Issa d'oraisa. We were struggling with the concept, but let's see if we can understand a little better. I mean, especially in light of the this question of the beta that's the beitim gemurim b'moy iman, right? Beitim gemurim b'moy iman opens up a certain view on what's going on over here, because it presents a difficulty, namely that up till now we were just thinking that the egg was formed the day before, right? And that formation of the egg itself is a problem. But over here you see that even though the egg was formed the day before, it doesn't necessarily present the problem of this Hachana de Rabba. Right? So it's more than just the fact that the egg was formed on the Shabbos before. Right? I mean, whatever answer you give, the fact still is that there was a qualitative change that occurred on the Shabbos before, or the Yom Tov before. Right? So if it's just that something that didn't exist before, something that was created on one day, can't be had on the next day, it wouldn't work out, right? And also, still troubling, is what is the nature of the, just how do we understand the nature of this Isser? I mean, what's the nature of this Isser? What kind of an Isser is this? An Isser d'oraisa, no less. It has a strange structure. What's the structure of this Issa d'oraisa? I know, I understand you say that you have an Issa Maisa, you have an Issa Gavra, you have an Issa Hefza. What is this? Is it, how can we understand this Issa? The Ramban. What was wrong with the way we were saying it before?
The Rashba.
Yeah, I think the problem with what we were saying it before is I think these cases are problematic. A couple of cases are problematic. First of all, the fact that the Rashba says clearly that if it was anything that was done and ready on the Shabbos or the Yom Tov before, mm-hmm. is certainly mutter the next day. Right, but if you say that it's only a problem that you can't have that Shabbos needs the Hachana, and anything that was created on the Yontif before is not roy for that Hachana, so why is so if it was created the day before, it should be a problem. It's complicated. But also what bothers me is the way the Rashba seems to say, like, that the question of Sunday, right? The question of Sunday is, the plain shot in the Rishonim and the Sugyas, it's like a real problem of the Yom Tov being Mechen for the Shabbos, or the Shabbos being Mechen for the Yom Tov. It seems like there's some sort of an Isser involved in the Hachana itself. Because that's like getting to the whole question on the Rishonim and with Erev Tavshilin. How do you have an Erev? How do you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Even from Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara says that's good. That's good for the Issa d'Rabbanan, but for Rabba, it's an Issa d'Oraisa. Right? Mm-hmm. So it means the Maisa itself is an Issa d'Oraisa. It seems like. You know, that's a davar pasha, that the maisa itself would be nisa d'oraisa. Rabba's idea of the beitza is some sort of an extension of the iser of hachana, the maisa. It does seem like it's somehow a problem with the that the Shabbos is being mechen for the Yom Tov, or the Yom Tov is mechen for the Shabbos. Not like Rashi. We were trying to work the Rashba into a Rashi type of a mold, where it's a problem that was lacking something. But it's just not from all the particulars, it doesn't seem the way they're expressing it. It's simply a lack of ahachana. But because also, why can't the Shabbos just be making it itself? So fine. So fine. So why don't you just say, okay, so we'll forget about the hachana from the Yom Tov. But now it's Shabbos, and Shabbos is mechina l'atzmo. Yom Tov is mechina l'atzmo. So forget about that hachana. So the only problem you can have to, the only way you can get out of that problem would seem to say, no, that the fact that it was mechina the day before creates a problem. That creates a problem. All right, but anyway, so what are you saying? I mean, we were trying to resolve it, but I think we're overdoing it. I think we were changing the plain facts too much. Stavrit's not that way, especially when you read. I mean, just from the reading the Ramban. I mean, you get that whole when you read the Ramban and you read the way he's describing it. It seems clear that it's a problem. It's a problem that one can't be making to the other. Like the Balamor, it's a problem. It's not like a lack of something. It's a problem itself, right?
Which way were you saying that you're saying this?
What?
Which way did you say this taking it away from
you? Well, we were trying to work out with the Rashba a couple of days ago that maybe it's an idea that it's lacking, that it needs hachana and it's not going to be able to get it.
Really?
At the end of the day, maybe we went there. Even the Tosfos that I showed you on Dalet that seems to say that the fact that it was Nolad on the Shabbos makes it Usur on the Yom Tov, the Mefarshim want to say it's Dafka because there's an Isser to eat it on the Shabbos, on that Shabbos. So that's why it's like a Hachana for Yom Tov. In other words, that he agrees with the Rashba really. Nobody seems to disagree with that idea. That it's dafka a problem of a hachana from one Yom Tov, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or vice versa. It's not that when it's nolad on, it's not the fact that it's lacking a hachana. It's not the fact that it's lacking a hachana. It's the fact that it is an isser, somehow some sort of an isser, to be mechin from Shabbos to Yom Tov. That's the pshat. That's the pshat. Chol is mechin li Yom Tov. Chol is mechin to Shabbos, but Shabbos and Yom Tov are not mechin to each other. They can't do it. It's some sort of an isser involved. So even the Tosfos on Dalet on Aleph that says that what's the problem of Hachana de Rabba if it's Nolad on Shabbos and then the next day is Yom Tov, right? Why should that be a problem? So they want to say that, because why don't you say it was Muchan from Chol? It was Muchan from Friday. Right, let's say you have a Friday, this Chol, then Shabbos, and then Yom Tov. And the egg is born on Shabbos. Right? So the Gemara says you can't have it on Sunday because of Hachana de Rabba. Right? So the Rashba says that's not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible to say that that's an Issa d'Oraisa. Why? Because on Friday, it really was when it was formed. Right? The Gemara of that Beitza was Friday, and that was Chol. So Shabbos, midaraisa, that egg is mutter. Now he says, once it's mutter on Shabbos, he says it's not possible to say it's going to be usher the next day. Because that's just like leftovers. That would be just like if I cooked something on Yom Tov, that I'm allowed to have the leftovers on Shabbos. Right? So you see, it's not a problem. You can't say that it's a problem that the thing came into existence on a Yom Tov and therefore has the mark of Yom Tov, and when it gets to Shabbos, it's not capable of becoming a Muchan for Shabbos. You can't say that. Right? Because something that was created on Yom Tov definitely has the definition of a Shem Yom Tov. And then when it comes into Shabbos, apparently there's no problem. There's no problem about that. There's no problem converting it now to Shabbos. So what's the problem that the egg was nigmar on Shabbos and being eaten on Yom Tov? It's not a problem that there was a gemar on Yom Tov per se, right? The problem is that it's viewed like a hachana for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. That's the problem. The problem is that it's viewed like a hachana from Shabbos to Yom Tov. But if it was mutter on Shabbos itself, if he had something that you made on Shabbos and you could eat on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, whatever, whichever way you want to go, then there would never be a problem to eat it on the next day. Because it's not a hachana. It's just something that was the fact that it was muchan for a Yom Tov doesn't mean it can't then turn into being a muchan for Shabbos. The problem is dafka, to use one day to be a mechin for the next day. But that only comes about when you have something that has some sort of a gemar on day one, but not a usability until day two. Right? So that's why the Rashba says it can't be that when the egg is born on day one, since midaraisa it's useful, it's usable on day one, it's not possible to say it's going to be usher on day two. It's not possible. Right? Because that's just like leftovers from day one to day two. And even Tosos, who says that the Leda is considered like a hachana, so the Mefarshim say, the Korban Nisanel in the back, he says that's only because since, you have to follow this, but since Midrabbanan, you can't eat that egg when it's born on Shabbos, because of Agzera, therefore you can't say that the Leda on Shabbos made it ready for Shabbos. Because Lemaisa, Midrabbanan, we don't allow you to eat it. So that turns it into a hachana for Yom Tov. You understand? But if, without the Issa D'Rabbanan of eating it on Shabbos, you would never view it as a hachana for Yom Tov. It's only because hachana must be, hachana must have the format as follows. That some Maisa is done now for the future event. Okay? So if the beitza is done now for now, that's not a maisa of achan at all. You understand? So that's what the Rashba's problem was. How could you say if the beitza is born now and it's edible, midaraisa on Shabbos, how could you call that a hachana for Yom Tov? That's an immediate action. A hachana, by definition, is an action for the future. That's part of its definition. When I say to be prepared or to prepare, by definition, it means ahead of time. Right? Can't say I'm constantly preparing for the present. That's the contradiction in terms. I mean, if you mean it in a certain way, but. Right, but so therefore, that's what the Rashba was bothered with. So the Tosfos also, who says that the Leda is like a Hachana, so they want to say it's only because Lemaisa we can't eat it on Shabbos because of the Gzeira anyway. Once you have a Gzeira not to eat an egg on Shabbos that's born on Shabbos, so then it turns out it's Leda on Shabbos is really setting it up only for the next day, because you can't view the product as a today's product, because we don't allow you to eat it. So then it turns out, if you would have it tomorrow, it would be like Shabbos was Mechon for Yom Tov. But the point I'm trying to make is like this, that the way everyone seems to be viewing it, aside from Rashi, is that it's a real problem of turning one day into a Mechon for the next day. And that's the way it's expressed over and over and over again in many forms, many different forms. It's always expressed like that. Shabbos is not Mechina L'Yom Tov. It's Mechina L'Atzmo, but not for Yom Tov. Yom Tov is not Mechin for Shabbos. So the question is, what's the nature of this? It's a nice idea, I understand the concept, but halachically, it's a difficult formulation. To say what? Where's my Isser? Where exactly does the Isser stem from? What's the nature of this Isser? I understand, b'maisa I can't be mechin. That I understand. But how does it extend down to the egg? That's the question. You can't say the chicken can't do something. That's just nature, right? So I didn't do anything. The chicken did it. Why can't I eat this egg? And it's an issa d'oraisa. And where's the issa d'oraisa? What's the nature of that issa d'oraisa? Yeah. Or Let me ask you another question. I mean, what would you compare it to? Is it like a new, totally new breed of Isser? Or is it comparable to any to something that is it comparable to another form of Isser? And sometimes it's just easier to think about prior examples. But the question is, like, how do you formulate it? Is it a thou shalt not what? Is it like an Isser Chefza? Like there's a Kedusha in the egg? I mean, what does it mean the egg becomes Usser? It becomes Usser? It is a Chefza Shel Isser in its own right? What else should I say? It is. That's what the Gemara calls it on Gimel and Beis. Well, what do you mean? It definitely is Isser. That's Tosa's question. Why does it say Lo Socha? Why doesn't it say Usser? But it definitely is Usser. Or the Gemara on the Gimel and Beis says Sveiko Asura. Kula Nasuros, right. But it says Bishlam Ala Rava. How's it go? Bishlam Ala Rava, Dar Mishumachana, Visveka Doraisa. The whole Sveka Doraisa Lachumra. Sveka Shel Zu Asura. Yeah. I mean, what else would you call it? And Tosa says it's Usser. He just says they don't want to say Usser because if they said Usser, it would create the problems in implication.
Wasn't one answer that was so come because it's Dafka Achila?
But it's an Isser Achila. One answer was there's no Isser Tiltel. One answer was there's no Isser Tiltel because of Muksa, there's no Isser Tiltel. But there'd be an Isser Achila.
But like you'd be able to feed it to your animal, let's say.
No, I don't think so.
What?
Tiltal means not using it. Achila is normally achila is the normal use of the egg, but you use it another way. You cook or burn it or something. No, you couldn't do that. There's no difference. Tiltal just means moving. Achila is the use of the thing. Well, how else would you say it's not Nisr? It's a suggestion?
No,
what do you mean it's not an Isser?
I guess there's no Maisa Isser.
That's what's bothering me. That's what's bothering me in the formulation. What's the Maisa? What's the Isser? Is it a Maisa Isser? Don't what? Don't eat an egg that was born today. Mm-hmm. That was born today if it was completed yesterday. I mean, what kind of an Isser is that?
You can eat it when it's whole again, right?
I can eat it tomorrow. Yeah, but muksa we understand. Muksa stems from. No, the question is, where does the Isser stem from? So I guess what we need to understand here.
You say that it's like.
In other words, sometimes you have an Isser Maisa. When we think about. Normally, when we think about an Isser Maisa, so we think about the Maisa per se as the violation. Right? The Maisa per se. As the, so to speak, evil, right? So, for instance, stealing or cursing, those types of things, the action itself describes the entire issue, right? Don't steal. So that's the maisa itself is the removal of an object from someone's bialis, right? That's the problem over here. The problem over here is you can't think about the maisa isser of eating this egg in the framework that we normally associate with maisa isser. Because here, all I'm doing is it's not Shabbos anymore. It's not even Shabbos anymore. It's Yom Tov. So how could you say by eating this egg, I'm doing a maisa of hachana from Shabbos to Yom Tov? It doesn't make any sense. It's not possible. Right? And it also doesn't really fit the bill of what we think of like an Isser Cheftza. Right? Because What's the kedusha in this egg? I mean, normally think about an iser cheftza means to say that the object has some definition and you can't violate it, right? Or it has some designation that creates an iser of how I behave with regard to it. But what are you going to say about this egg? Because it was formed on Shabbos, it has some sort of designation, and I can't engage in it because I'm going to violate its designation. Seems like the opposite is true. It seems like the opposite is true. So what Yehuda's saying is what? It's a little bit more complicated. It's an unusual formulation. It's an unusual formulation. But let's get down to the Isser. What's the Isser? The Isser, where does the Isser stem from? Ve'echinu eis ha'shei yaviu. That's where it stems from. Right? Ve'echinu eis ha'shei yaviu. That we must prepare for Shabbos. Right? And you must prepare for Yom Tov. Ve'echinu eis ha'shei yaviu. That's very fine. That's fine and good. But that doesn't give us an Isser yet. Right? That doesn't give us an Isser. Where do we get the Isser from? We get the Isser from V'hoya b'yom ha'shishi, right? Without the Yom HaShishi, you wouldn't have this Isser. All you know from V'hechinu Eishishi of you is you have to prepare for Shabbos and you have to prepare for Yom Tov. But V'hoya b'yom ha'shishi tells you in miyutz. Chol is mechen for Shabbos and Chol is mechen for Yom Tov, right? But one Yom Kodesh cannot be Mechen for another Yom Kodesh. Okay? One Yom Kodesh cannot be Mechen for another Yom Kodesh. That's an Isser. Now what Rabbah is saying is like this. He's saying, what does it mean to be Mechen? Right? What does it mean to be Mechen? And this is going back to the interpretation of the Rashba. Working it back in with the Rashba's interpretation. What does it mean to be Mechen? So like we said before, to be Mechen requires a future event. Okay? And a Maisa that brings something to preparedness for that future event. A Maisa now, what's really the definition of preparation? It's a maisa in the present for an it's a maisa to a cheftza in the present for a future objective. That's the definition of preparing, right? You want to, a woman is worried, is expecting a baby, so what does she do? She prepares a bag for when she has to go to the hospital, right? Yeah, you'll learn. So you prepare. So you set everything aside, you put everything in a bag that you're going to need. Why am I doing this now? If I was doing it for now, I wouldn't be preparing. I would be leaving, right? That's not called preparing. Preparing is dafka, you're doing it now. If I would do it for now and I'd say, and I could use it also, that's also not preparing. It's dafka doing it now, not to use it for now, but to use it for later. That's the definition of preparing. Okay? So that's what the Rashba is explaining. That in order to have the situation of preparing, you're dafkin going to need something to prepare for, right? So it has to be that there's another yom that has a hechinu requirement, right? Has to be another yom that's chashuv following in the future in order to have the idea of preparation. So if I have a yom Kodesh back two yomim that are chashuvim back to back. So then there's an inyan on the first day of a future event, right? Day one has a future event that's a reality because you have the Shabbos and then the Yom Tov, right? So now it's roy for hachana. Now there's an inyan of hachana on Shabbos because there's an event, right? And now, if there's a maisa that's done on the first day, that's Shabbos, whose objective is the next day, Yom Tov, right? That is also roy to describe that as a maisa havachana, correct? But that's all, that's good if I'm doing it biyodayim. That makes sense, then I can understand that, right? The question is the beitza. The question is the beitza. And if I was doing it biyodayim, it would be an iser biyodayim. That's what I would really say. You'd say it's an iser biyodayim. But here, the egg is doing it. The chicken is doing it to the egg. There's no iser to speak of in terms of maisa. So what is the iser in the end of... in other words, if I would ask you, theoretically, is this egg exist right now as a chefza shel iser? Midoraisa. Is it like takrova savoda zara or something? Is it, does it have like in it a chefza, like a shame of iser? It's hard to say something like that. It's hard to say that that's true. It's hard to say something like that is true. So what is the iser? What is the iser? According to Rabba, the iser is like this. That if a person were to use that egg, right? If a person were to consume that egg, then it would be machshiv that whole process from yesterday as a maisa achana, because it's missing one thing. Since nobody was doing it, there was no real objective at the time. It was just a natural process. You can't speak about an objective of a natural process. But if the person eats it the next day, that's what Rabba holds. Then he can turn it into an inyan of hachana. So we still need to think about it a little bit, but I'll give you an example. The Torah says by machal sasuros, right? It doesn't just say don't eat it. It's lo seyochel, right? So what do they learn from that? You can't even feed it to a kid. Sometimes there's an isser to do a maisa, but sometimes there's more than an isser to do a maisa. Sometimes there's an isser to establish the maisa. You understand? Sometimes there's an isser to not simply engaging in the maisa, right? But in giving the maisa a reality. It's not an isser just to eat the treif, but to turn it into a food is also an isser. You understand? So that was what, Rabba's isser is in that vein. Not, it's that we cannot do any maisa that would turn the Shabbos into a mechin for the Yom Tov. You understand? The Isser Achila is not an Isser Maisa. It's not an Isser Maisa. And there's no Isser Cheftza. It's a different kind of an Isser. It's saying like this, Shabbos, we can't say that the process of Shabbos is a mechin for Yom Tov. We can't say that the Yom of Shabbos is a mechin for Yom Tov. Shabbos is not mechina liyom tov. Now, if there are processes of the yom, this is what Rabba demands. He demands that you conceptualize all activities of the day as like maisei Shabbos. So now it comes out that there's a maisush of Shabbos, namely the gemar of the beitza, that is... setting something up for a future event that exists, right? And if you were to use it the next day, that would be giving a reality to that whole process, and it would be to come in and to eat it in the end is to be machshiv the whole process. And it would turn out, it'd be an isser of what? It would be an isser of making Shabbos a mechina liyom tov. But it comes out an amazing thing, according to Rabbah. It comes out, according to Rabbah, you can have an Isser that stems from Shabbos after Shabbos. Right? It's not an Isser Maisa of Malacha on Shabbos. It's an Isser in violating the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. So really, it is an Isser. It's an Isser of the Yom Shabbos. It's an Isser to violate the definition of the Yom. To make Shabbos into a Mechin is itself a violation. So it's not really an Isser Achila per se, but the Achila is the culmination of the process. And to use the culmination of the process is to validate it and to turn Shabbos into a mechin. That's the Isser. Shabbos is not mechin al Yom Tov. So what's the Isser really? The Isser is an Isser of a Maisa Shabbos itself. You cannot be nene from Hachonas Shabbos. That's really the best formulation of the Isser, according to Rabbah. What's the Isser? The Isser is Hachonas Shabbos. That's the Isser. It's not an Isser of something that was made on Shabbos. It's not an Isser. It's an Isser. The best formulation that you can come is simply to call it, the Isser is Hachonas Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is not a Mechina. So Hachonas Shabbos is a stira to the Yom. That's Sosa of the day. You cannot, just like on Shabbos, you can't do Malacha. Why? Because it's a Yom of Shvisa. And doing Malacha violates the Kedushas HaShabbos. You're turning the Yom Shvisa into a Yom Malacha. So too, to have the Beitzah that's Nolda on Yom Tov is to turn Shabbos into a Mechina. But Shabbos is not a Mechina. Shabbos is something that you're Mechin for. It itself is not Mechin for anything else. So it's really a violation of the... That's how he learns it from Vehechinu Eishashayuviyu. That's a description of the nature of Shabbos. Shabbos is something that you're Mechin for. It's not something that is Mechin for something else. To have a process that is of the day of Shabbos, right, that will result in an Achilas Yom Tov is turning Shabbos into a Mechin. But Sunday, he has to explain, is not. Sunday is not. Why? Why? This is very, very important. Why? Because when I eat on Sunday, I don't need to have prepared anything. Sunday didn't require any kind of a preparation. It's not roy to ask, well, when did you get this egg from? Where did this come from? Because I didn't have to eat at all on Sunday. You can't say you can't say lemafreya, the whole thing was a plan for this moment. Because Sunday's meal didn't exist yesterday. It wasn't bedas. It wasn't something that was mutal on me to do. It'd be like, I just happened to find an egg today. But Yom Tov, you can't say that. Everything you eat on Yom Tov, you have to say, well, where was it muchan from? Yom Tov is roy, is chashuva lemahavaluhu achana. So you can't say, I just happened to get the egg on Yom Tov. It requires an investigation. It itself demands some sort of a hachana. It demands some sort of a hachana. So then I'll have to say, well, no, this came from the process of yesterday. I can't say on Yom Tov, I just thought I'm going to eat right now. I never thought about eating before. Right now I thought about it. No, it's chashuva, it's roi, it's roi lemahavalu achana. It demands that you look back and demands some sort of a projection forward from an earlier point. Or it's roy for that, at least. It's roy for that. So that's what's going to turn now the Shabbos into a mechina. That's what's going to turn Shabbos into a mechina. Okay, but what comes out from this is an important point, that the only way you can define the Isser is in terms of Hachana itself. It's not in terms of something that happened to occur the day before. It has to be only a complete Hachana. You understand? And that's the teretz, that's the line of reasoning that the Rishonim are using to explain why the Beitza in the mother's in the egg chamber is not usher. It's not that it wasn't formed yesterday. Of course it was formed yesterday. It was formed yesterday, right? But there's a very, very important idea of Hachana. And what is that? There's no such thing as a partial Hachana. There's no such thing as a partial Hachana. What's that?
What would you think is a partial Hachana?
In other words, if you look at the whole problem like it was produced from yesterday, so then you can say, well, it was mainly produced yesterday. I'd say like this, how do you get the egg? It's a long process. It's formed yesterday and it's extruded today, right? So I got the chicken. I shechted the chicken and I found the egg inside. So I'd say 95% of the process is done, right? 95% of the process is done. So if it's the process that creates the Isser, it should be Isser. So that's what the Ramban is trying to explain. But 95% of a preparation is nothing.
We'll see that fine.
The extruding. Right? I say to you, are you prepared for tomorrow? If the answer is almost, then it's no. Okay? So the point is like this.
But why is the preparation only in terms of the giving birth?
So that's what the Ramban tries to explain. We'll try to read through it too. But he tries to explain like this. He says, what is Hachana? Hachana is a process of making it available. That's his definition of Hachana. In other words, the point I'm trying to make is like this. Once you formulate the Isser in terms of Hachana, Hachana is like a qualitative concept. It's not like an incremental idea of building slowly up from zero. You know what I mean? You can say in building a house, there's a long process and there are many steps, and if I say you can't build something on Shabbos, so if the thing was partially built on Shabbos, that would be a problem. Right? But the concept of Hachana is like a result. That itself is without the final result, there's no Hachana at all. Not a partial Hachana. There's no Hachana at all. Hachana is a qualitative concept. To turn Shabbos into a Mechin, you have to have completed the Hachana of Shabbos. Without the completion of the Hachana of Shabbos, there's nothing to talk about. Then it just turns out that something happened on Shabbos. Something happening on Shabbos is not the problem. The problem is to turn Shabbos into a Mechin. How do I turn Shabbos into a Mechin? First, the process has to be completed, and then I have to use the objects from that process. But if I ever short-circuit the process, you understand? Then there's nothing to speak about at all. That's what the Rishonim are trying to work out with the Beitza B'moy Iman. They're trying to explain, don't think the process is forming the egg itself. That's not the process. That's not the Hachana that we're talking about. The Hachana is, if I say there's a process of Hachana, it means it takes it from not ready to usable. That's what the Ramban is trying to express. So if I shech the chicken before it laid it, then the whole process never existed. Then the process of going from chicken to a usable egg was never completed. So then it turns out you can't say that the Shabbos was a mechin.
Don't you run into like a Mimonoshev type of question? Because like, if you're saying that the egg was gumra the day before, then the period of time between gumra and giving birth shouldn't be important, right?
Right.
But now you're saying that if you take it out at that point, then really the process wasn't completed.
So they're looking at, I mean, the question. I mean, what was the question?
No, I just don't see how they're. I still don't see how it works out.
All right, let's read through the Ramban. You want to read through the Ramban? He's very interesting, Ramban.
What about the other Rishonim that are focusing on the Yevamim?
Okay, so the thing is like this. There are different avenues to answer this problem, okay? The different approaches to resolve this problem. But each approach is going to have to take an element of the Maisa of Hachana and explain why the overall Hachana is not complete. See, the Ran's approach was to say that Hachana requires a product. You don't say the Hachana is complete until you have an isolated, identifiable product. Right? He's saying whenever it's been mo'e imon, it's still considered a piece of the mother. So it's not an identifiable, it's not a distinct product of anything. Now, it had to be nigmar the day before, because the definition of hachana is to take something and take something, right, and to create a product out of it. But he's saying without the final step of the laying, then you simply don't have an independent cheftza. Oh, but that knows you have to look at the process. Okay, where's the process of Achana? So he's saying it starts with the process of Achana. He's saying is taking an entity, right? And this is the chiddush of what they're trying to explain. The process of Achana doesn't mean that the egg was formed yesterday. That's not Achana. That's the beginning of the Achana. But the Hachana really is a process that starts with the egg being identifiable as something. But the Hachana is taking that and making it usable. You understand? The whole idea that the egg was nigmara yesterday and it's born today, you can't pick any point of that and say this was the Hachana. The Hachana is a process of delivery, of taking an object and delivering it. To say that Shabbos was Mechen means it started the process. That's what it means. It means that on Shabbos, the process of bringing those... Let's put it this way. Hold on, give me one second. In other words, like this. You have to understand what's unique about this whole problem is that nobody's doing a hachana b'yadayim, right? Let's just keep that in mind. No one is doing a hachana b'yadayim. So you have to be able to take something and turn it into a hachana later, right? Now, but the only thing you can take and turn into a hachana later is a completed activity of hachana. Okay, so for instance, let's take something again, something you put aside and you prepare ahead of time. So what is really the whole process of hachana? It has to do with this: taking an object, right, and positioning it for a later use. Correct? So let's say I do that. Let's say I'm worried that I'm going to need a fire extinguisher, and I put it aside, and it's prepared for a later use. And a fire never occurs. Thank God a fire never occurs. So you wouldn't say I didn't prepare the fire extinguisher. Right? You wouldn't say that. Because that was something I did bidas and biyodayim and with a kavana. And in my very asiya, I defined its objective already. Ahead of time. With my kavana, I defined what it's there for. Correct? Okay. But let's say I never did anything like that. And somehow or other, somebody forgot a fire extinguisher in the building. Right? And then there was a fire. So I could say, in a certain sense, it's like it was prepared the whole time. Right? I could say, in the end, it turned out that it was like it was prepared there the whole time. Because it was mukhan, and a situation that it was necessary for arose. And by my using it in the end, it turns out like it was sitting there. A person would say it was basher. It was sitting there the whole time just in case for this. I could view it like that. Why? Because the process was completed. Okay? But let's say a guy put it there and then took it away at some other time. You say it has no shaychus to an idea of achana. Now, let's put it this way. If a guy left a fire extinguisher by accident, and then a fire broke out and I grabbed it and used it, the person would say, wow, you're lucky that it was there. You're lucky that it was waiting for you. You're lucky that that there was a fire extinguisher at the ready. Correct? So you'll say, Lamaisa, wow, it was like accidentally it was prepared.
But not by right? You, right?
That's right, accidentally. Right? So you can give something the shame of a process of hachana, either because at the outset I define it that way, whether or not it ever finds its objective. Because remember, hachana always is for an objective. There's no such thing as hachana without an objective. So I can give it the shame of hachana ahead of time by imparting an objective bidas, or I can speak about it like as a lucky hachana, if it actually met with an objective, right? But if someone left the fire extinguisher and then removed it, you can't ever call that, in any sense, mukhan. Because it wasn't bidas. I never did it. It was never done bidas. And lemaisa, there was no objective ever associated with its presence. Now, either I can define it, you have to link its availability with an objective in order to have the pattern of hachana. Hachana means something is available for an objective. So ahead of time, I can define this objective. Or in the end, I can say, well, this is an objective that it was used for. Okay. So in a similar sense, they're saying like this. The chicken is not preparing the egg for you. It's not. Okay. But lemaisa, there is a process that brings the entity to an availability, right? There's a process that readies the cheftza for use. Now he's saying like this, if at the end of that process I provide an objective, meaning to say after Shabbos the egg is laid on Yom Tov and I eat it, so that's like saying the whole process has an objective now. Meaning to say that Shabbos is mechen for Yom Tov. Okay? But if I abort the whole process, then there's nothing to ever say that process was a hachana for. It never came to fruition. The whole process never came to fruition. So that's what the Ramban is trying to explain, saying when we say that there's a hachana of a beitza, what is the hachana of a beitza? The hachana of a beitza is to take the beitza to take the cheftza, meaning the beitza inside the mother's, inside the egg chamber, and to give it an availability in the future. But if it never reached that availability in the future, then you can't say that there ever was a process of hachana. And the iser is to be machshiv, the process of hachana that happened memela, and to turn it into an actual hachana. But you can only turn a memela hachana into an actual hachana when you have the process completed, and I assign it with an objective. But if I'm so sir the process in the middle, then there's nothing to define. There's nothing to define. See, that's what the Ramban says. He says like this. He says. Let's read what he says. He says like this. Ela hatama nochem vabor she'ein lahar acharav shekol dover sheyom tov meichin l'shabbos v'chein shabbos liyom tov v'il mole hachonas harishon liyah sheni neheneb osav adover, right? And if it wasn't for that first thing, if it wasn't for the hachana of the first one, meaning Shabbos, then the second one, meaning Yom Tov, would not be able to enjoy that object. Aser. Dirachmona omar bayom hashishi yechinu, velo bayom kodesh yechinu. So the problem is to turn the Yom Kodesh into a mechin. Vizet tam lebeitzah shenol lebiyom tov sheme esmo gomra lotzeis hayom. See, that's the way he's learning. What does it mean, gomra? It means yesterday is when today's leida began. What the process that made it available today began yesterday. So yesterday was involved in the hanoas hayom. If it wasn't for the fact that it was completed yesterday, it would never have come out today. So now you trace it back. You say, I picked up the egg in the morning from the coop. So where did it come from? What made it available to me? What made it available to me? I'm holding an egg. What made it available to me? The process that started yesterday is what delivered it to me. So now I can, now I'm nene from that whole process. Ma she'ein kein bebeitza b'moi tarnagolas, she'anu zachinu bo b'yom tov. We are zoche in it. We did it. V'lo hevia liyadenu hachona Shabbos. It wasn't the Shabbos. It wasn't the hachon of Shabbos that brought it to me. I got it. I shechted it. I did something that was not part of the hachona of yesterday. The hachona of yesterday is a system that delivers and produces. But I never let that system. I never let that complete. So I can't say it was all from the maisa of yesterday that it was part of my own asiyah now. My asiyas hayom is what brought it to me. But now he says, "Vim tom avlo b'yom tov yachol l'shachtov alechol hiu beit sasa u'ma hoyil lanu gemar shel esmol." So now it's like this. But maybe you'll ask me, since I could eat the egg anyway just by shechting it, so who cares about the gemar from yesterday? Zu eino sheila. That's not a question. Kevan shelo shachat v'nolda. Shabbos echina lefaneinu. No, as long as you let the whole point is that there's a process that's going on. The process started from yesterday, and by design of the process itself, is to deliver a usable chefta today. Right? That is the problem. If I have the fruit of that process, then I'm machshiv the whole process from yesterday till today. But if I shech the mother and eat the egg that's inside of it, then that whole process never was fulfilled. So you can't say that there was a maisa, you can't say I'm a nene from a hachonas esmo. Because I never let, it's like the object was never really placed in position yet. It's like someone grabbed it before it was placed in position. He's trying to say the only way that you can have the Isser is first you have to define what's the process of Hachana. And if you are nene from that process of Hachana, then you're turning. In other words, when is yesterday's Maisa Hachana? When its contemplated action was fulfilled. It was a turning Shabbos into a Mechon. So you say, well, what was the preparation that Shabbos did? It thought it was producing something for tomorrow. It thought it was going to deliver. It was starting a process of laying eggs. That's the process it was starting. But did the process of laying eggs ever come to be? No. So its hachana was nothing. Its hachana was undone. It doesn't matter that I'm eating something today that grew and was formed yesterday. That's not the problem. The problem is not to be nene from something that was in existence or came to be in existence on Shabbos. The problem is to turn Shabbos into a machine for tomorrow, turn Shabbos into a production day for tomorrow. But that's only, since nobody's thinking about it, nobody's telling the chicken, lay for tomorrow, I can only turn it that way, mamela, by looking at what the process of yesterday was, and using it. But if I never used it, then it's just something that happened naturally and never came to be. That's why it's only in this, that's why it's Nisr Achila. So
that's why the turn was supposed to be Omeris Achila? If it was to lay eggs and then you ate the egg, would that be a problem?
That would certainly be a problem.
It would.
That would certainly be a problem. Because then it's that's its whole definition, is to lay egg. Wait, in which case? When you cut it open, you mean?
No.
When it just lays the egg on its own? Well, the problem is that the Gemara says that would be a separate problem, because if it was, if the chicken itself wasn't right for achil, then you'd have a muksa issues.
But like, if you're completing the process, then like the process that started, like your act has to be related to that. So if you took this egg and you did something else with it, that wouldn't be a problem. It's not a problem like using something just completed on Shabbos, right? It's like completing the process.
So that's right, but the process. That's a good question. See, that's a good question. Do we take into account the what it's for, or is it just the process was to produce an egg an egg for whatever you use it for? There is a product. There is a product of the egg that comes from the chicken. A laid egg. If I use it for achila, or if I use it, I mean, what else would you use it for? I'm not sure, but.
You said there's no such thing as a partial achana, though.
There's no such thing as partial achana, right?
So on Shabbos, all that there was.
No, it's as in a mamela, in a mamela sense. Yeah, go ahead.
You set into motion, or the process of achana was set into motion on Shabbos, but it wasn't completed until Yom Tov. So how can you ever consider Shabbos the mechin?
Right. I mean, what I mean to say is like this. What I mean to say is that you don't have a partial achana. That means it's like this, that limafre, when we have to, the Isser is to say that something that began on Shabbos was a hachana for Yom Tov. Right? So then it turns out Shabbos is being a mechin for Yom Tov. So, but it's only going to call that Maisa, but it's not a fact. See, but Shabbos is not active. There's no one doing anything. It's not a Maisa that's happening. Right, so it's only because I can lemafreya say I have this cheftza, right, the egg, on Yom Tov, and I can now say that it stemmed from a maisa yesterday, or that my having it now is the completion of the maisa from yesterday, right. But it's more than that. It has to be that what I'm having it now, it really is the fulfillment of the process of yesterday's hachana. I have to be able to turn yesterday's maisa into a hachana for today. But how do I do that? There's only one way to do that, he's saying. It's only by saying that the process that began yesterday has a natural culmination. Right? It has a natural culmination. And by And by engaging in that and by being nene from that fulfillment, then I'm machshev the entire thing from yesterday as if it were for today. Right? But that's because the thing I'm holding in my hand right now is definitively bore from that whole process. Saying, but if I get it in another way, by shechting the animal and taking it from inside, so now the process from, knows why was yesterday's gemar a problem? Because yesterday's gemar, like he said, yesterday's gemar was the beginning of the leida. It was the beginning of the producing for today. It was the beginning of making it available today. But if it never became available today, then that whole process was batal. As a hachana, it was batal. It was batal as a hachana. The hachana aspect of it was batal. Because part of the definition of hachana, it would be like if I brought in the fire extinguishers and I had them all locked up. Right? So that's, and someone had to go and cut open all the locks when the fire broke out. So you wouldn't say I was making them. You wouldn't say that we got all these fire extinguishers because of my preparation. No, if you have to define what prepared means. Prepared means, for me to prepare them, means I had to have brought them to a usability. That's what would make my maisa into a maisa of hachana. You have to understand, this is the key. It's not maisa Shabbos is usher on Yom Tov. It's hachanas Shabbos is usher on Yom Tov. It's not an action of Shabbos that's usher on Yom Tov. It's the fact to turn Shabbos into a mechin is what makes it usher. Maisa Shabbos don't make an usher on Yom Tov. It's to define the Shabbos as a mechin. So the fact that I'm a nenet today from something that occurred on Shabbos, that's not a problem. It has to be that I'm a nenet today from a process that turned Shabbos into a mechin. You understand? So if it never fulfilled its final step, then you can't say that there was a hachana Shabbos that I'm nenet from. That would be like a guy brings all the fire extinguishers and they're all locked up and he means to unlock them. But before he gets around to unlocking them, the fire breaks out and someone has to smash them open. So they never were here. He never finished his hachana. His hachana never was completed. His maisa was there. He did 90% of the hachana, but that's not a hachana. You have to first have a true hachana in order to talk about Shabbos being a mechin. But if you shech, that's what he says. That's what Ramban says. If you would wait a few minutes, then it would be asr. Because then it would be the process of hachana is completed. But the fact that you get it now means that the process of the gemar from yesterday never was fulfilled. So then it turned out Shabbos was not a mechim. Yeah.
If you brought the fire extinguisher and dropped them off.
Preparation. The point is like this. If you look at it in stages of preparation, then you're stuck. Because every chicken that lays an egg first has the gemar a day before, and then the laying is later. So what's the difference? If just setting up for the leida itself is the iser, so then whether it lays it or not, it did the same thing. Whether I shechted it or let it lay it, the Shabbos did the same thing.
You can't call a stage a real stage unless it's part of the granular process.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. That without you first have to have the hachana, and then you can say, was Shabbos a stage in the hachana? But this is because it's memela. So memela, you have to first have the full process, and then you can go back and say, if I engage in the process, that's turning the Shabbos into a mechem. But if I disrupt the process, then there's nothing to talk about. What's confusing is in terms of Maisa, there's no difference. It's only because of this concept of Hachana that there's a difference. It's a qualitative idea, not a quantitative idea. Quantitatively, Shabbos did exactly the same thing, whether I shech the chicken or whether I let the chicken lay the egg. But in terms of a quality of saying yesterday's Maisa had a projection forward of an objective which was accomplished, that's what Hachana is. Unless yesterday's Maisa that was projected forward by the nature of the process itself had its completion, you can't call that Maisa from yesterday as a Hachana for today. It would be like if a person prepared something for one objective and another objective came. You wouldn't say it was prepared for the second objective. You'd say its preparation never came to be. Luckily, it had some other use, but not of its preparation. The only isser is to have the egg is going to be machshev, is going to by the process turn the Shabbos into a mechen. But if you don't have the process, you don't have anything to talk about. According to the Ran, he doesn't look at it in terms of the process. He says the cheftza was never emerged. The cheftza itself never emerged. The Ramban is saying the cheftza is there, but the process is to make it a nene, is to make it available for hana. The Ran is taking a different route, that the cheftza itself is not complete. So it just never was produced. The Yerushalmi is similar to that Ran. They want to say that the chicken inside the egg is different than the chicken outside the egg. I mean, it's true. The egg inside the chicken is different inside than as the other way. The egg inside is different than the egg outside. It doesn't taste the same, or it's not as useful to be legato beitzim, to be lefrochim. Meaning to say there's some qualitative change in the cheftza. But those are the two approaches. Either you're going to try to find some say that the cheftza is not really complete until the later, or the cheftza is complete inside, but the process of hachana means The full delivery is Hachana. Without the full delivery, you don't have the process of Hachana. Okay, just one, just a comment or two on the Hachana de Rabba, which we have to proceed now. But 2 points I'd like to make. One is, just to give a little bit of a more sense to the idea of the Hachana of the Hachana Memela, of the Hachana Bidei Shamayim. How, in what sense is that Hachana? So we don't want to say it's like a Hachana. We never wanted to say that. That's a distasteful idea to say that somehow by eating the egg, you're actually involved in a Hachana. That doesn't make sense. But we said it turns the Yom into a Mechin. Right, by taking advantage of the process, that there was a Maisa Shabbos, there was an event of Shabbos that did have an effect, and now to come in and take an advantage of it is to validate that Maisa Shabbos as serving for today, which would be an Isser of the Achil, would be an Isser of recognizing the idea that one yom could be mechen for another. But I just wanted to just give it a little more of a sensibility, and that is that it also has to do with the fact that since the Yom Tov meal is chashuva, right, and it's roy for it to have hachana, it's not a meal that you can engage in without some prior hachana. It's not like Rashi, it doesn't have to be Hachana from an earlier day, but there has to be some Hachana involved in the Sudas Yom Tov. So therefore, in that sense, you can understand a little more, I think, what Hachana Bidei Shamayim, why Hachana Bidei Shamayim would be a problem. Because you cannot have no Hachana. You understand? There can't be no achana for it. It's roi to have achana. So if I'm eating the beitzah, you understand? So then it means to say that instead of having something that I was mechin, I'm going to take advantage of another achana. You understand? It's like a achana saved is a achana earned. So I need to have a hachana for my Suda's Yom Tov. I can't just have a haphazard Suda. So where I have to bedin, it's going to have to be chal that my achana turned out to be the achana sayom itself, because it needs a achana. So I can't say I'm just eating this without any achana at all. That would be connected the idea of the suda sayom. So it turns out that instead of me having to do something, I was able to take advantage of hachana that was memela. But that has the quality of a real hachana to me. To me now, it has the quality of a real hachana because I needed the hachana and I saved myself a hachana by taking it. So then my maisa is expressing it as my hachana. All right, if it helps, it helps. Not you understand what I'm saying? The other thing that's important to understand is the Rambam's Shita is the Rambam's Shita is very mistaver, but it runs into technical problems. The Rambam says in the Perush Shnayos that Rabba really only holds Hachana B'Yadayim is Asar Midaraisa. And he wants to say that Rabba's learning, the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is do we have a Gezeira of Hachana Memela because of Hachana B'Yadayim? Which makes a lot of sense. In other words, the Rambam apparently did not like any formulation of saying that the Beitza is Nisa Deraisa. Because like we were troubled with where is exactly, what's the nature of this Isser? It's not like a pure Isser Maisa. And it's not an Isser Cheftza because Shabbos wasn't really Mechen unless you can't say that Shabbos was violating something. It comes out to be a unique kind of a formulation that by doing something, it's going to turn the day into a Mechen, which is an unusual formulation. So the Rambam held that, see, he says, he goes through, in the Perush Shnayos, he mentions it. So he explains the real Hachana. Ukemo chen Hachana shehi Hachana tivis asruha gezeira midrabanan. So the real Hachana is Nisa Daraisa, it's Hachana biyadayim, and then what he calls Hachana tivis, like a natural Hachana, that they made a gzeira on. And that's exactly the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The difficulty with the Rambam is that the Gemara openly says in Gimel and Beis that why should the suffek, if you had a suffek if the Beitza was born on Chol or on Shabbos, right? Let's say it's Yom Tov, right after Shabbos. And you have a suffek if it was born on Chol or on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, the Brayse says that Sveiko is Asar. So the Gemara says, that's good according to Rabbah, who says it's a Daraisa, so Safek Daraisa L'chumra. But according to the other sheets over here that are coming up, that hold just a Gzeira, Peros Noshim, or Mayim, or Mashkin Shazavu, it should be a Safek Draban and L'kula. So the Gemara calls it a Safek Daraisa.
Also, what about Shabbos Ba'alma?
And Shabbos Ba'alma is also a little more difficult, right? You'd have to expand your Gzeira idea a little. But that's a difficult problem for the Rambam. I don't know. So they want to say, the Achronim want to say that what you have to say according to the Rambam, that since the Inyan is Daraisa, that's called Safek Daraisa. But it's not so simple, not so smooth. But apparently he chose that was a better way to go than to come up with a stranger formulation of the Isser. Okay.